Jason was a beautiful boy. If Rob Lowe and Jared Leto had a baby, that child wouldn't be as beautiful as Jason. He and his partner Chris were at their weekend house on Fire Island when Jason had what they thought was an appendicitis attack. They hurried off the island to a hospital in Freeport. The next morning, the doctors told Chris that Jason's appendix was intact, but his entire peritoneum, the outer membrane that holds all his organs in place, was riddled with rare cancer. He was given a life expectancy of 5 years. Well, the boys were devastated, without hope, direction, or resources. That's when I came out to help. I'd been there all along, but I wasn't allowed to express myself. It was too dangerous. But faced with the danger of terminal cancer at 35, embracing the woman you never dreamed you could be was a walk in the park. I'm a performer, and I've been waiting in the wings for 35 years, and now it was places. Did I mention that Jason was a beautiful boy? Well, honey, Tiffany J. could rival Liz Taylor in National Velvet. Some people cope with grief through therapy. Some people cope with pills. Jason used an eyebrow pencil. The next summer on that same Isle of Fire, I was crowned Miss Ice Palace 2011. Tiffany J. was officially liberated like a Marvel superhero. My superpower was my life force. My drag was my shield. And my nemesis was cancer. We moved back to West Virginia later that year. Jason needed to be near his family, and Chris took a leave from work to focus on Jason's care. And I booked myself sight unseen as a headliner at Atmosphere Ulta Lounge in downtown Charleston, ready to make my mark on Charleston's unique brand of gay nightlife. We found a beautiful apartment on the river. I know Jason and Chris missed their glamorous life in New York City family, but for me, coming home with Chris, who had recently become our husband, and introducing myself to Jason's family and friends was more thrilling than Times Square. Growing up queer in coal mining country was a little like being a butterfly caught in a swarm of gnats. There was no one like me. And if there was, most likely they were buried deep, unable to break free. Even in New York, I was too timid to dip in my stiletto, afraid to compete with the fierce urban queens. But it was my time now. And for however long that was, I was going to make myself welcome in pants or a cat suit. I had a mission to educate, infiltrate, permeate, and summon every ounce of my superpower to keep Jason alive. Atmosphere Ultra Lounge was my home, a far cry from the stand-in model bars of Chelsea, more like a human version of the alien bar in the Star Wars movie. Truckers, married men, hustlers, farmers, drag queens, businessmen passing through town, and me. Once you walked through those heavy velvet curtains, you were a welcome part of the atmosphere. I performed Friday and Saturday nights with five other regular girls, two shows every night. Chris was my drag husband, my dresser, my protector, and my bodyguard. Jason went through numerous treatments and surgeries, too many to count, but as soon as our body was strong enough, we would beat our face with a sock full of powder, put on some padding and 4-inch heels, and take our superpower to atmosphere, where there was no cancer, where there was no fear, and people cheered and threw dollar bills at my feet. Jason's family came to see me perform often, even his dad. But it was a quiet man, but when the church committee asked him to step down as deacon because of the attention I was calling, well, believe me, he had plenty to say, and we found a new church where all were welcome. Jason became quite frail near the end, and it became harder for me to meet my responsibilities at the club, and, well, frankly, I didn't want to be seen out not looking my best. A girl must keep up appearances. But I stayed with him right until the end. We died last July, 10 years after his diagnosis. Together, we doubled the time the doctors gave him, and we had an awful lot of fun.